I was an ESL teacher for many, many years, and I was teaching people with fairly high levels of English, well-educated immigrants, and they were having a lot of difficulties getting into employment, and I was wondering why. So that led me to my doctoral research, where I looked at a policy developed in 2000 by the Canadian government called the Canadian Language Benchmarks. And this was changing the field of language education, and I wanted to know more about it, particularly how it was affecting the assessment of highly educated professional immigrants.
Can you talk a little bit about what that is, the Canadian Language Benchmarks? What is
sure.
That?
It's a framework. It consists of 12 levels from, let's say, very basic English proficiency up to advanced. And it assesses immigrants on their listening, speaking, reading, and writing skills. And it's being used in many different contexts for teaching programming, but also for assessment. So, for example, the nursing field has developed a nursing English exam based on these benchmarks. And so new immigrants will take that exam, and they have to get a certain level on each of the four skills before they can go on and take the national nursing exam. So that's one example.
And so what are you finding with immigrants who are learning English? Where are they placing in terms of their abilities to speak English, to find employment?
Well, only about 24% of new immigrants on average are being able to transition into their fields of profession or into their professions. So from that you could say probably not.
Where are the rest
well.
Going?
Well, they're going into survival jobs, service industry, you know, the classic taxi driver. That
so the situation where we have very qualified people who, because of a language barrier, aren't able to practice their own professions.
Right. Well, that's part of it. Okay. So in my doctoral research, something that came out talking to language practitioners who use this framework to develop assessments was the influence that employers were having on how they made decisions about assessment. You know, I often heard they would say things, well, you know, this is what employers expect. This is what they want to see from new immigrants. So that then led me into my postdoc research, where I thought, well, you know, I want to pick this apart a little bit more. I want to know what are employers' expectations about immigrants, not only their communication skills or soft skills, but, you know, their technical skills. It's actually quite difficult to get access to employers. So I'd already had connections with immigrant service organizations, and I heard about this mentoring program. And the mentoring program trains professionals on how to mentor a new immigrant about their industry. And so I thought, you know, maybe if I talk to mentors who work in the field, sort of understand the landscape of the profession, and that as well as mentees, to see how that program is helping them to actually get employment, I might be able to get at some of these questions about, you know, how are people making judgments about new immigrants, language skills, their competence, and that type of thing.
And so this research is underway now?
It is. I've only done about 12 interviews so far.
And what's your ultimate goal? How many people do you want to talk to?
Well, I think 20 to 30, I think. So far, I've just worked with an organization in Vancouver. I then would like to do similar research with an organization here in Calgary that has a mentoring program, and then maybe do a little bit of comparison between programs, but also maybe more sort of geographic cultural context.
I was going to ask you that. I wondered if you thought you might find a difference in attitude towards mentorship of immigrants in the two different locations? Not that necessarily one was better than the other, but just a difference. Do you think you'll find that? Do you expect that?
I am. Partly because what surprised me about the program in Vancouver is that a lot of the mentors are immigrants themselves. So they have been in Canada 5, 10, 15 years. They've managed to find work in their profession, and now they want to give back to the community. I can't say for sure, but I suspect in the Calgary case that perhaps more of the mentors might be like Canadian-born professionals. And so I imagine that their perspectives or insights might be slightly different.
And once you've got all this information gathered, and you've pulled all your research together, what do you hope to do with it?
I'd like to prepare some kind of report for both organizations. And then, you know, the usual publishing papers or going to conferences or that type of thing. And going back to like community organizations, I mean, there are mentoring programs across Canada, and so perhaps that could be the research could be disseminated to them as well. That's the plan so far.